You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Venture capital firm Sequoia Capital is splitting into three entities focused on geographies including the United States, China, India and Southeast Asia. The VC fund said in a statement on Tuesday that over the years, the strategies for each business diverged and that its scale and market leadership across different geographies had started to result in brand confusion and portfolio conflict, compelling the C fund to split into three independent funds. Sequoia India and Southeast Asia SEA will rebrand to Peak 25 Partners and will operate as a fully independent firm. The India and SEA-focused fund had last raised $2.85 billion in July 2022 to invest in early-stage, venture and growth deals in both geographies. Our firm will continue to be managed by the present leadership team and will continue to invest from the most recently raised set of funds focused on India and SEA, said Shailendra Singh, Managing Director, Sequoia Capital India and SEA in a statement. The US and Europe-focused fund will continue to function under the existing Sequoia Capital branding, while the China fund will be rebranded as Hongsham. Rolev Botha will head the US fund, Neil Shen will head the Cheyenne fund, and Shailendra Singh will continue to head the India fund. In other news, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who's on a visit to the US on Thursday, announced plans for a first-ever global summit on artificial intelligence later this year, bringing together key countries, leading tech companies and researchers to agree on safety measures to evaluate and monitor AI's most significant risks. While participating countries have not been confirmed by Downing Street at this stage, India is likely to be among the countries, as Sunak stressed the importance of like-minded allies and companies working together to develop an international framework to ensure the safe and reliable development and use of AI. Meanwhile, Byju's reached out to a broad group of lenders after it elected to skip an interest payment on its dollar loan amid escalating tensions with its creditors, according to people with knowledge of the matter. The company scheduled a call for lenders on Monday to discuss an amendment proposal, the people said, who asked not to be identified because the matter is private. Details of the proposal will be shared ahead of the call, they added. Byju's didn't immediately respond to messages left outside of normal business hours. Byju's, an education technology company, didn't pay $40 million in interest due Monday on its $1.2 billion loan. The firm, led by Byju Ravindran, filed a lawsuit over the payment in New York State Court. The $1.2 billion obligation is the largest unrated loan by a startup ever. Moving on, nearly Rs 1.8 trillion or 50% of the outstanding Rs 2000 denomination notes in circulation as of March 31st have come back to banks since May 19th. When the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, called for withdrawal of the currency, Governor Shaktikanta Das said. He said broadly, on a provisional basis, about 85% of the Rs 2000 notes are coming back as deposits into bank accounts, while the rest are being exchanged at bank counters. As far as Rs 2000 banknotes are concerned, as on March 31st, total Rs 3.62 trillion of Rs 2000 banknotes were in circulation so far. About Rs 1.80 lakh crore of Rs 2000 notes have come back. This is roughly about 50% of Rs 2000 notes which were in circulation on March 31st, Das said. State Bank of India Chief Economist Soumya Kanti Ghosh said, as we have earlier highlighted, around 85% of the Rs 2000 notes are deposited in the bank accounts and not exchanged for smaller denominations. Thus, bank deposits are likely to increase by at least Rs 2 lakh crore, assuming some of the notes would already be with banks in the currency chests. Das also said, the trend more or less is in line with the RBI's expectations, and a good pattern that was noticed was that there has been no rush from people in exchanging or depositing monies at any of the banks. However, Das urged that going forward, everyone should not rush or go to the bank in a panic mode. And lastly, big update on Amazon. Amazon should not pay $268 million in back taxes to Luxembourg as ordered by EU competition enforcers, an advisor to Europe's top court said on Thursday, as she cited errors in the EU regulator's assessment. The European Commission in its 2017 decision said Amazon paid no taxes on almost three-quarters of its profits from EU operations due to a Luxembourg tax arrangement, allowing it to channel profits to a holding company tax-free. The EU antitrust watchdog equated the tax deal to illegal state aid. However, a lower tribunal in 2021 scrapped the EU decision, dealing a blow to EU competition chief Margrethe Vestager's crackdown on preferential deals. The Commission erred in deciding that Luxembourg had granted unauthorized state aid to Amazon in the form of tax advantages. Advocate General Julian Cocotte at the EU Court of Justice said in a non-binding opinion. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.